The Genesis Communications Network.
And online at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's the number you need to get in touch with us and talk about anything. That's the point behind the show. That's why we call it Free Talk Live, because you're free to call and talk about whatever you want. Political issue, personal problem, 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Of course, that's toll-free. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where you'll find live streaming. We have got the high-speed broadband version of the show, and we've got the low-speed dial-up version. They're all free at freetalklive.com.
Don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, check out their website, www.freestateproject.org, or give them a call, 1-888-532-4604. Again, that's 888-532-4604, or you can check out their website, freestateproject.org.
Speaking of the Free State Project, which, by the way, we're both members. In fact, every co-host on Free Talk Live that you'll hear are all members of the Free State Project.
All members.
And speaking of the Free State Project, we've got Dave in New Hampshire on the line. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Johnson. What's on your mind, Dave?
Hi, guys. Well, I wanted Free Talk Live to be the first media outlet in the world to get the scoop on this.
Really? I'm excited. I don't even know what this is, Dave. What is it?
The civil disobedience trend in New Hampshire is spreading.
Really?
Yeah.
As you know, earlier this month, a gentleman just decided to say no to licensing regulations on manicurists.
Yes, the outlaw manicurist,
yes,
as we like to call him.
Manicure without a license, and said he would continue doing it until arrested, and they obliged and arrested him.
And he got huge news coverage as a result of it. He did it right out in front of the, he gave a manicure right out in front of the Office of Manicuring, or whatever it's called up there, the Board of Cosmetology.
Correct. Now another gentleman has come in to step in his place and try something new.
So he has inspired someone else.
He has inspired someone else to action. Russell Canning of Keene, gentleman has promised to board an aircraft without an ID or be arrested in the attempt.
Ooh, man, that sounds... I don't want to discourage him from doing that, but why is he going so, I guess, balls to the wall, so to speak, on this one? I mean, that one's... You're dealing with the feds in that case.
Hey, you got to know Russell.
I guess so. So, wait, he wants to actually go to an airport, a federal airport.
Actually, from what I heard, that one won't be all that hard. But, I mean, he'll have to he's going to do that blatantly, but I've heard of people boarding aircraft without ID just because they say, well, I forgot my ID in my car, and they get on.
So this will be maybe different because he's going to announce it just the same way Mike Fisher did in advance.
Exactly.
He's going to wave it right in.
Oh, I'm sure he's not going to get on that plane.
So,
well,
okay.
For that reason, he has made sure to buy a ticket to a very place that's very cheap to get to.
Right.
Not, his goal is to get on the plane. But
he's going to fly to Massachusetts.
He's prepared to be rebuffed, yeah.
Now, where's the airport in New Hampshire? Is it in Concord?
Manchester.
So he's going to go to Manchester Airport.
Correct.
I'm going to say there's more than one.
I don't think there's more than one. Is there more than one?
There's only one major airport.
Right. Yeah. There's going to be lots of small ones.
Like one. He's going to the commercial airport.
The international airport.
He's not going to a private airport and doing this on a Cessna. He's going to go onto a commercial airliner, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
It's going to be Saturday, June 11th.
Okay. Well, that's coming up.
I'm actually writing up a little press release for him now, but I don't have it finished.
So he's going to protest, what he's protesting is the excessive security. What is exactly that he is protesting?
Licensing. It's the same, in a very general sense, it's the same thing that Mike Fisher was protesting.
Oh, personal licensing.
You have to have a personal license in order to travel around the country. And it's something that affects a lot more people than the manicure license. So it's the higher...
Will he be commenting on the new national ID card as well in the press releases? Is that going to be a factor?
Yes, actually, I got a quote from him on that. He brought that up himself, and I'm going to try to get that in there, because that is on the public mind right now.
It's not really on the public mind. Most of the public doesn't know it happened, but for those who are paying attention, they might, yes.
Well, I mean, it did pass the Senate, and so I guess it's been in the...
Yeah, it passed the Senate, but that doesn't mean anybody's paying attention. We just did a Operation Politically Homeless booth out at the Gay and Lesbian Pride Fest here over the weekend in Tampa Bay, and of course one of the questions on the World's Smallest Political Quiz is, should we have a national ID card, or do you support...
Most people had no idea.
Yeah, they didn't have a clue.
Yeah.
So so it's good that, this is going to happen to maybe bring a little bit more attention to it. So
right.
Let me make sure I understand correctly. He's going to go to an international airport. He's not going to have a driver's license. And don't you have to show driver's license in order to even get your ticket in the first place?
I don't think you have to show it to get the ticket, but you do have to show it in order to get on the aircraft or get past.
Right.
So is he going to be willing? Is he going to be willing to show the license? Because as I recall, and I've been flying within the last few years, as I recall, you have to show it at least a couple of times through the process. So is he going to show it up until the point at which he?
He's walking into the airport without a license on his person.
Okay, so he may be actually stopped prior towards prior to the even.
Oh, they may come to his house and stop him for all we know. But,
yeah,
but
true.
He's going to do it. They're just when you get 100 or 200 people like we have here in state, you always have a couple of people who are really unique and willing to push something that they really stand up for what they believe in.
Well, I think it's critical, and I'm so glad that we have these people up there. It's great publicity for the Free State Project, and for Liberty in New Hampshire, period. But the last one with the outlaw manicurist just got tons of coverage. I mean, it got coverage from places that aren't even near New Hampshire, and all of it was, I think, probably 95% of it was positively spun in our direction.
Again, I really think that someone needs to start a fund to bail these people out of jail.
Oh, no. Here's the thing. If you bail out, then you're paying the state for being oppressive or paying the feds for being oppressive or whatnot. And his idea is no, just like Fisher, refuse to pay bail.
Now, here's an interesting question. What would the charge be? What would they charge you with if you didn't have your driver's license?
I don't know.
That's something important to find out. Maybe he should contact the TSA or something like that and just find out what the charge would be. Because there was a guy that we reported on, like the head of Sun Microsystems, basically did the same thing. He just told them that he wasn't going to show ID in order to get on a plane, and they prevented him from boarding. But he was never charged with anything as a result of that. So it may actually not be violating a law. It just might be violating a TSA regulation.
I heard that it was a secret law. I don't know if I believe that or not.
It's certainly a good question, a good thing to find out. Because if he is violating a law, then he can be arrested. Otherwise,
no,
they'll just hold him there.
No, he wants to be. Well, he wants to get on the plane, but if failing that, he's going to just keep moving toward that until he's arrested.
Well, in lieu of an insurance organization, I would certainly hope that NH Free and the FSP and FIJA would all be ready to be there at anyone's trial who's willing to stand up for freedom like this.
Yeah,
and make sure that the jurors are informed that they can nullify.
Well, that's the one thing that I disagreed with the outlaw manicurist. I loved what he was doing, and I'm certainly a supporter of it. But he pled guilty. He took the fine, he took the adjudication or whatever it was that they did to him. And I think that he should have said not guilty. He should have said innocent or whatever,
right.
Not guilty, and then actually fought it via FIJA, the Fully Informed Jury Association, bringing up in the courtroom the fact that the people have the ability to judge the law itself. Do you know if Russell is going to do something like that if he gets arrested?
I don't know. We're still just in the early stages of brainstorming here.
Because that could have taken, if the outlaw manicurist had taken that stance, the not guilty stance, the this law is wrong stance. Because yes, that was he took a this law is wrong stance, but he said guilty, which means he's kind
there
of
need to be
it.
A dedicated group of people that continually show up at the court every time the government tries to move the trial, every single
right.
time, to stand out and make sure that a juror cannot get in there without seeing FIJA information.
Yeah, that's the idea, to basically have a FIJA protest going on right out in front of the entire courthouse. That way, everybody that's coming for jury selection is getting handed a FIJA brochure so they can read that. Because when you go in for jury selection, and great call, by the way, Dave. Thanks for cluing us in. I'm sure you'll keep us updated.
Thanks, guys.
But that when those jurors are going in there, if they don't bring a book, they're going to be bored to tears.
Yeah.
So it'd be a great time to actually hand out that info. And if you've got somebody who's willing to say not guilty and stand up for what he believes in, and I'm not saying the outlaw manicurist didn't do it. He has a family. He did what he had to do, and I respect that. But I think Russell's a little bit more likely to do this from what I've read from him. This is Free Talk Live.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now, check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system is there with over 15,000 posts. I think we're very near the 500-user mark, and it's all free. There's lots of stuff there for you to surf around through at freetalklive.com. In fact, you can email us through the website. ftl@freetalklive.com is the email address. We may read your emails on the air. We might not. It depends. If they're really, really long, odds are against it. If they're really, 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 really short, like one or two lines, odds are against it. But if right. there, you know, if there's something there, if there's some content, it might just get on. Like Jim. In fact, we are one of the few talk shows, I think, that will actually take critique on the air. So that's what we're going to do right now.
Eat it up.
Jim says, subject line, first impressions. I listen to your show, and, you know, the first impression is the most important.
Right.
Jim says, I listened to your show for the first time today. all 3 hours, which means he was listening on the Saturday show.
Right.
We have a three-hour show then. All 3 hours of the episode regarding gay and lesbian issues, sexuality, PETA, Walmart, etc. And I have to say that your attitude seems to be that anyone that has a view in contrast with yours is either, number one, close-minded, two, ignorant, or three, an idiot.
That's not Ian's view, that's my view.
Yeah. And you weren't actually on that show, so he got that from either me or Torgo.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Well, that would probably be my roommate Torgo's view as well.
I don't know about that. Maybe. But I don't think we actually came out with that. We didn't. I don't think we called anybody idiots or because if we had, I would have. If Torgo had called someone an idiot, I would have jumped on him like I jumped on you last week.
He's more subtle than I am.
You're right about that. But as far as being close-minded and ignorant, I think ignorant would be the word that I would choose. Yeah, I've definitely labeled people with different beliefs as mine as ignorant.
I have to comment on that because, you know, I could sit around and take the very tolerant point of view and really kind of relax and be okay with everyone and explain to them how their viewpoint needs to be changed because it's not tolerant when you are unaccepting of the gay person or whatnot. But what you're doing is it's very anti-freedom. Why can't everyone have the same freedoms that you will? I don't want to explain it. I just want to sit there and just be like, you're stupid.
Steve, you've got to change that.
I know. I do.
Turn people off.
But, you know, I turn some other people off. I'm sure there are other people out there.
There really are people
out
there
that are laughing and get turned off. Because
there really are people that are stupid. Like,
yeah.
Okay? Mm. There really are people like that. But you cannot take a phone call and you cannot take an email and make the judgment based on 5 minutes of talking to somebody that they're stupid. You can't do it. It's
No. I think with, you know, they're acting. You know, saying someone's acting stupid. And I don't think the delineation is really all that important. It's a matter of semantics at that point. Now, I thought about it a little bit more.
It may be a matter of semantics, but it's important.
I thought about it a little bit more. It's the environment. It's the environment that I'm in that is... This venue is not appropriate to that type of behavior, calling someone stupid. Now, politically, I will say that, you know, some of, you know, my political influence in life has come from George Carlin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which is a weird thing to say because he's a comedian, you know.
Right.
He's a comedian, but at the same time, I do, you know, I respect a lot of the political viewpoints that he's taken, you know, and I respected that, even though he's like sitting there like, this person's an idiot, and he'll talk about that, and he'll say those things. And at the same time, you know, that was a respect, you know, and I respected that.
Okay.
And, but it's because it was in a comedian venue.
Sure.
It wasn't a discussion.
He wasn't trying to persuade anybody. And that's another reason why you don't take the Harry Brown smooth approach on the air, nor do I, because we're here to entertain primarily. I mean, the purposes of Free Talk Live are...
I think it's much more entertaining to be like, you're an idiot!
Well, I don't think that's entertaining, personally.
I think
we've had emails from people that don't, you know, that don't agree.
Well, to each their
own. I think you could be more creative in
the
way
that's why we have
a
different co-host every, you know.
That's right. I think that you could be more creative in the way that you address people that way.
Right. Like, I have the
Nobody who you call an idiot's ever going to want to call in and talk to you again.
Right. I mean, what if, you know...
If you want to call George Bush an idiot...
But what if
I call
him a dunderheaded buffoon?
Well, that's a little more fun. I'd say that's a little bit more fun.
You know, a lack-witted, pasty-faced toadwort.
It's a lot more fun to listen to that, yes. But I think ignorant is what I'm guilty of. I'm definitely guilty of calling people with different opinions as mine ignorant. And I justify that by saying that I was once ignorant, too. Look, I'm still ignorant about a lot of things, and I'm the first person to admit it. Because I think we're all ignorant about different things.
Right.
I'm ignorant about how to fix cars. I got to fix my truck soon. And I can, I could go out and do the spark plugs.
Come on, man, you're in Florida. What are you doing, boy? Just get out and talk to somebody.
See, there's plenty of people in Florida and in all areas of the country that are not ignorant whatsoever when it comes to cars. But they may be totally clueless when it comes to politics. It's okay to be ignorant, Jim. It's all right for me to call somebody ignorant because we're all ignorant. I mean, I could name various different aspects of things that I'm ignorant about. I'm not ignorant about retail. I've done retail. I've got experience in retail. I'm not ignorant about radio. I've got experience in radio. I'm not ignorant about politics. I've got real ground floor, grassroots level experience in politics. And that's, you know that conversation I've been having on Podcast Alley with the socialists, where the socialist is telling me all these things that I should do. I should get involved with the grassroots and I should do this and do that. And I come back with, I've been involved in politics. Grassroots for over 5 or 6 years now. What have you been doing? You know, what have you been doing?
Here's the other thing. You know, while I'll take the approach of just saying, I'm done with you. You're a moron, right?
that approach is incredibly lazy. You know, yeah, I may not convince someone of something, but having that discussion may convince other people of something. And while if I call someone a moron, it may be entertaining, it's only entertaining the people that already agree with me.
Okay.
You know, so that I have thought about it, you know, right. As far as that goes. I don't know where I stand. Because I am just lazy.
I think you
can
get away
with it,
I think that you could get away with calling George Bush an idiot. And then, you know, he's a big figurehead. He's somebody who's in the public media.
I don't know. Like, for example, I don't like mentioning, but he does claim to be a libertarian. He does claim to be a libertarian talk show host. Neil Bortz.
Mm-hmm.
Neil Bortz is big on just, you're a moron. You're too stupid to talk to me on my talk show. I'm hanging up this conversation. He, you know, he does that constantly.
And Bortz gets ratings, so I'm not saying that it wouldn't work. I'm not saying it wouldn't work. I just don't think it's the right kind of mindset for Free Talk
Live. Well, yeah, exactly.
We're a show about ideas.
Well, yeah, we're not only a show about ideas, but we are trying to convince. You know, I don't think we are all, you know, as much about just entertainment as some other shows, because we would like to. You know, we're a little bit more balanced, I think.
Now, look, the show's about ideas, which means anybody can call about anything. And so, for instance, when Jason the Communist calls from California, it'd be easy to call that guy an idiot.
Right.
But instead, I called him crazy.
It's a different concept of entertainment.
Uh-huh.
The concept of entertainment being that it's entertaining to actually, you know, change people's minds, or at least let them get their viewpoint out and, you know, expose it. You know, let it come out instead of just hanging up on them and dropping them. Actually letting their viewpoint get out and just pointing out all the fallacies.
Right. I think it's one thing to say, oh, you're an idiot, and then hang up the phone, which is what a lot of talk show hosts do. But here on Free Talk Live, we're more likely to say, well, I don't agree with you, or here's why you're wrong about that. And then we go off on what we think. So I'm not trying to totally shoot you down on that. But I'm glad you've been thinking about it as well, because I think that we're not trying to be Neil Bortz on this show. Certainly not.
Right.
We're actually principled libertarians, unlike him. Not that we don't appreciate what he's doing. Anyway, 800-259-9231. So we're ignorant. But actually, that's what he thinks about us. We'll find out that he thinks, eventually here, he reveals that he believes we are close-minded here on Free Talk Live.
Right.
Now, if there was ever a statement that could not be backed up by evidence, it's that Free Talk Live is closed-minded. We're going to come back with that. 800-259-9231 is your show. Free Talk Live, you take control.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Pope John Paul II is already being acclaimed a saint. During his 26 years, he canonized 482 saints. The one saint that stands out in my mind is Saint Maria Faustina, a poor, uneducated Polish nun. Christ appeared to her over 100 times in the 1930s and instructed her to keep a diary of the message he wanted to give to the world. This message is nothing new, just a reminder of what the Church has always taught, that God is merciful and forgiving, excluding no one, and that we too must show mercy and forgiveness to our neighbor. Christ promises to grant unimaginable favors to those that trust in His mercy. Trust Jesus. He will reveal His love in all aspects of your life. I've experienced the power of divine mercy and know the miracles that have taken place in my life. Christ will pour out His mercy and love to you in great abundance. I'll send you a free booklet so that you too can learn more about divine mercy. Visit the website www.trustjesustoday.com to get your free booklet today. Be merciful in your actions, words, and prayers, and above all, trust in Jesus. Visit www.trustjesustoday.com.
so what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. Last 6 days of the show, right there, available for download on the front page of the website. There's no hunting around for secret links or paying $5 a month. No, it's totally free on the front page of freetalklive.com. And as you scroll down through those, you'll find that not only is it the last 6 days, but if you go and click on the right link to downloadradio.org, you'll find it goes all the way back to March 1st on the house, totally free. And not to mention that, but you can vote for us. There's a few different voting sites there, including podtower.com, where you can go vote for the show. Consider
very
giving
important
stuff for free.
Your vote. Make your vote
important.
Count.
So there you go. 800-259-9231. We're reading through an email here that somebody is critiquing the show. He says that we think that people that have differing views are either closed-minded, ignorant, or idiots on this show. Now,
not all of them.
No, not all of them. But I do believe that they're ignorant, and that's okay. I think that it's fine to call somebody ignorant, because I'm the first person to call someone ignorant, but I'm also the first person to admit that I'm very ignorant when it comes
to that. And also, it really depends on what they're talking about. I mean, I don't think a 9/11 conspiracy theorist is necessarily ignorant. I mean, as much as I would necessarily say a homophobe is, or
yeah,
a racist.
Absolutely. Let's move on here, though, with his email. He says, to support your assertions of others' mental deficiencies, you give only the most extreme examples of positions you find objectionable. For instance, anyone against gay marriage hates gays and is a homophobe who wants to control what others do behind closed doors. While I'm sure there are those with that attitude, he's by no means makes up the majority of people who oppose gay marriage. Now, how does he know that? Has he met everybody who opposes gay marriage?
Who knows?
It certainly seems to me, whether that describes the majority or not, it certainly feels like the underlying reason for it.
And, you know, wait. Reread the statement, because I want to address it.
He says, anyone against gay marriage hates gays and is a homophobe who wants to control what others do behind closed doors. That's what he says we are suggesting.
Right, but what did he say before that? He said
to support your assertions of others' mental deficiencies, you only give the most extreme examples of positions you find objectionable.
So, okay. So the other example of that, in that particular situation, is what? They're just a good Christian who thinks that it's against God's law that the gay people get together?
Actually, that's pretty much what he says here. Here it is. Many people opposing gay marriage have no problem with civil unions that confer many of the same benefits as provided by traditional marriage. Instead, for moral or religious reasons, many people believe that marriage is between a man and a woman. I personally couldn't care less what someone does in the privacy of their own home. How is your treatment of opposing views any less closed-minded than those who you trash on the
air? Okay, you know what? Good. Then let God smite them, okay?
Why do you have to control whether or not they can get married?
Why do you have, you know, why
you
do,
really don't care?
Why do people need to get involved? Then if it's such an issue, God'll smite them down.
And if it's an issue, then they're going to have a tough time finding a priest to marry them. I mean, they're going to have a tough time if it really is.
You don't
the
have
case.
To have a priest married in this country.
Well, that's true. But if we got rid of government marriage, then you might have to. I mean, otherwise it'd be a gay marriage, in which case it wouldn't be the same kind of marriage that you've been getting. And that's what we argue for, Jim. We argue for getting the government out of marriage entirely. Stop telling people how to get married. Stop telling people the right way to get married. You get married the way you want to get married, because that's what that's the only thing that should matter to you, Jim, is who you get married to and the circumstances. It shouldn't matter how your brother gets married. It shouldn't matter how gay people get married. It should only matter about you.
Even on the same line, though, even on, okay, you know, I like to every once in a while kind of hypothesize the whole, you know, Christian logic. And according to Christian logic, what are you doing getting involved in making laws for God? They're not there. The laws don't exist currently. So people are getting involved to write these laws that don't exist now. Who are you to play God?
That's a great question. He goes on to say, it's also interesting to hear the condescending, sarcastic way in which you describe those with whom you disagree. When describing people with a belief in God, it sounded like you were talking about five-year-olds waiting for the tooth fairy. As far as I'm concerned, God is on the level with the tooth fairy. It's a fantasy. It's just something that was handed down generation after generation because somebody way back when wrote a book. That's all it is to me, and so, yeah, I'm going to look at it that way. Look, I've said plenty of times on the air, I totally respect you. If that's what you want to do, is be a Christian and go to church and do all that stuff,
all right, I got,
have a blast!
I got money from the Tooth Fairy. I haven't gotten anything from God.
touche.
Ooh, ow, burn! Yeah. Wicked burn. No, you know, and this is coming from somebody who, I am an agnostotheist,
mm-hmm.
or a.k.a. logical. I don't believe, you know, okay, I have no problem with people who believe in God. So you're wrong there. What was this guy's name?
Jim.
Jim. You're wrong, Jim. Because I thought I was a deist, but apparently deists, what they actually believe is that there was a God, but he left, mm-hmm. or he's dead. I don't believe that. And I found out that I'm an agnostotheist. Now, what that means is that somebody who, and now most people are confused about what agnostic means. Agnostic means the lack of belief. Literally, that's a literal translation. So,
A without gnostic belief.
I'm sorry. No. I'm sorry. Atheist is without belief.
Right.
Agnostic means without knowledge.
Okay.
Okay? So somebody who is agnostic can be either an agnostic atheist, meaning that they lack knowledge and they lack belief.
Got it.
Or they can be an agnostic theist, which means that they lack knowledge, but they believe.
So you believe there's a supreme
I believe in
being.
A higher power.
Okay, but do you believe that this supreme being burns bushes?
I lack knowledge. I lack knowledge.
You can't answer that.
I can't answer that. Okay. I don't think... Who can answer that?
I believe that there
if
could be...
If you believe that there's a supreme being bushes and that there's a Jesus who came back and walked the earth, you're probably pretty crazy. Like you believe in a tooth fairy and Santa Claus and woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! Because that's
because
nutty.
Someone else
that's
told you
loony.
So.
You were believing something that somebody else told you. Yes, I believe in a higher power. Absolutely. I believe that there's an intelligent force that created this universe. Mm-hmm. Do I believe in a tooth fairy burning bush or a Jesus magical man that walked the planet? No. That's lunacy. That's crazy.
And now it's no more crazy than the people that believed in Zeus or Athena or the mythological gods.
Equally crazy.
Right. But if you ask a Christian, if you think those people were crazy, they might tell you yes, while at the same time they're all for their method
now,
of belief.
My belief stems from the fact that maybe there's a higher power, maybe there's multiple higher powers. Maybe the higher power is an intelligent single being. Maybe the higher power is an intelligent multiple beings. Maybe the higher power is an intelligence not definable in a way that I can standard define intelligence
right.
according to human beings, because it's so intelligent, it's beyond anything that I can even define.
Right.
You
clearly thought about
intellect.
This extensively.
You know, there's so many different possibilities that could
you
be beyond
it?
Your understanding.
If it revealed itself to you and you were confirmed.
I'd be like,
hallelujah! Would you worship the higher power?
Of course. Of course.
Because it might punish you otherwise? Or because you just by nature would worship it?
Because
I find
it would be like, oh my God, thank you so much for life.
Uh-huh.
Because I love life.
But it wasn't it that gave you life. It was your parents that gave you life.
Well, no, because it stems back.
I see what you're saying.
You know, for creating everything. Because, you know, who knows? Conceptually...
I'd have a tough time worshiping.
Conceptually, the laws... What I believe is if there was an intelligent higher power, that intelligent higher power created the laws of the universe.
Now,
Not created the lamb and the animal and the sheep and the, every little thing and the burning bushes and... No, that's simple. That's very simple-minded. I think of along the lines of... And if an intelligent being is out there, it's creating laws.
Now,
laws of the universe. How physics and gravity
this
work.
This will be interesting because Gene, the Christian anarchist, is on the line, and I'm sure he's going to have something to say about this. We're going to come to him coming up here, and your calls as well, 1-800-259-9231. Is Johnson being rude and condescending? Maybe so. This is Free Talk Live.
Finally, for millions of Americans at risk with high cholesterol, there's Liquid Quell. Doctor-recommended, safe, effective, affordable cholesterol control, available now at major wholesale clubs everywhere without a prescription. Here's Dr. Sherry Rainwater, MD.
I recommend Quell to my patients because it's been shown to be effective and safe in reducing cholesterol.
Quell is an easy way to improve your cholesterol profile without serious side effects in as little as 6 months, guaranteed. And Quell is safe for diabetics, gluten-free, and safe to take with prescriptions. Here's Cheryl G. in California.
Quell lowered my cholesterol significantly in 30 days, something I couldn't do with diet and exercise in 2 to 3 years.
Gentle, fast-acting Liquid Quell is available at major wholesale clubs nationwide and online at QuellDirect.com. Quell your cholesterol today, risk-free and guaranteed. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Quell is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results may vary.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past 2 decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269 or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free. You take control of the show. Bring up whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners that we have there. Dozens of lovely ladies have sent their photos in, and ball shapes, sizes, and colors. I mean, just as long as you're a woman, you qualify for the Shrine. So send us your photos, ladies, at ftl@freetalklive.com. You can, of course, also check out the Free State Project, which Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. We're getting into a critique email where he's basically saying that the emailer, Jim, is accusing us of being mean to Christians and making them sound like they believe in the tooth fairy for believing in God. And basically, I'm agreeing with you, Johnson. It's kind of all on the same level to me. Although you made a good point, at least the tooth fairy ends up giving you some money. Let's go to Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live. Now, did Johnson offend you in that last segment, Gene?
Oh, I don't really care if Johnson offends me or not. You know, people are free to offend me if they want to, but I called to talk about China. If you want to shift gears and talk about Christianity, I'm willing to do that.
Oh, well, we'd like you to talk about China coming up. I want to know if Johnson offended you at all. Just as a question.
It's pretty darn hard to offend me. I mean, after all, I'm an anarchist.
Right.
But I'm a Christian anarchist. So I believe that the only laws that I have to obey are God's laws, not man's laws.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if he doesn't want to obey God's laws, well, then he has to work that out with God, not with me.
Are you a Christian just because someone told you to be, Gene?
No, I wasn't a Christian until I was 18 years old, and I got to thinking about it. I was raised I was in the Lutheran church, but I didn't believe any of this stuff, and mm-hmm. I grew up in the liberal 60s and with teachers that taught about, that there really wasn't a God, and we went through the God is dead syndrome in the 60s and all that stuff. But then at 18, I came to the conclusion that there is a God, and that and I believe that Jesus is his son and sent to die on the cross to provide a way for us to be with him.
So they were teaching you in high school that God is dead?
Oh, the teachers were indirectly in the 60s. It was pretty wild in the 60s.
Do you think that being an anti-authoritarian as you are, Gene, do you think that if the establishment was teaching you that God is real, that you would have rebelled against that and become an atheist after school?
Hard to say.
Do you think you were just doing the opposite of what the authorities were doing?
No, I really don't think that, because I believe that my belief in God came from a real encounter. So
really?
I don't think that it has anything to do with it.
What encounter was that?
It was just a spiritual awakening where it just became so real to me that I couldn't very well say no.
What was it, like a car crash, some sort of traumatic event, or just an epiphany?
Nothing,
what was it?
Nothing so dramatic. No, just a realization that God was real.
It wasn't a conversation with him, was it?
No, my conversations are pretty much one-sided. I've never had, an angel come down from heaven and talk to me, or never had God verbally tell me what to do. It's pretty much on a plane where...
You're a pretty smart guy, Gene, and that's why I'm asking these questions, because you're a smart dude and you're willing. You don't get out of control.
Because
you don't lose it when faced with accusations or faced with these opinions, which are definitely incendiary opinions.
Yeah.
I mean no
nothing.
Doubt about it.
And I have to agree with the guy that wrote the letter. You guys are quite mean towards Christians, but I don't care. I mean, if you want to be mean towards Christians, be mean towards Christians.
I've said plenty of times on this show that I like Christians. I like the ones that don't get in my business. I don't have no problem with Christians like that.
Well, people like yourself and Brandon, I could absolutely live together in a community, with people like yourselves.
But you'd better, because I'm coming to New Hampshire.
That's good.
Absolutely.
And I'm happy about that. It's the ones that, are constantly trying to impose their beliefs on other people. It's their mission to save everyone else. Those are the ones that... And they make you look bad. The fact that there are so many different brands of Christianity is a problem, because the term Christian doesn't apply to all the Christians evenly.
My deal is that, as far as following God's laws, that nothing short of, a God or gods or whatever, deity, that the deity itself presenting me with those laws is going to make me believe that those are God's laws. Because currently, the only... thing that I've ever seen is laws that have been written by men.
Men who claim to be inspired by God.
Men who claim to be inspired by God. And that's not cool by me. I have no interest in following the words of people who say that they're inspired by God. Because everything that I've read in history says that those people fight wars and slaughter people and are thugs.
Well, which laws written by men I don't follow, because I'm an anarchist.
Right on, Gene. So, tell me about China.
Well, I was going to tell you, because I'm getting ready to go on another trip here in a month or so, and I thought I'd talk to you before I leave, and then I can talk to you again when I get back. This will be my fifth trip to China, and this time we're going to be pretty much always in, the whole trip will be around Beijing. We're not going to go too much farther. With other trips, I've gone to Wuhan, which is where my wife's hometown is. In fact, pretty much always we go.
What I want you to keep a lookout for when you're there, Gene, are evidence of the free market in action. I want you to come back.
Are you kidding? It's a big free market in China. You can buy bootleg. In fact, in the streets of Beijing, my wife's sister and her husband went back right after.
You got to do it in 20 seconds, Gene.
Okay. And they found a bootleg copy of 911, The Road to Tyranny, being sold on the streets of Beijing. So how's that for free market?
That is amazing. I look forward to the stories. When are you leaving?
About a month.
Oh, well, you have plenty of time then. I'm sure you'll remind us when you go. Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. It's your show. Take control. Free Talk Live.
sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
If you're still sleeping on an ordinary flatbed, call toll-free to get free information about super-relaxing, super-comfortable Craftmatic Monaco model adjustable beds. Call toll-free and I'll mail you an informative catalog plus a special 30% off savings certificate, good for a whopping 30% off any Monaco. Monaco beds adjust electrically at the touch of a button to raise your head, back, legs, and feet into 1,001 relaxing positions. Watch TV, read, eat, sew, do crosswords, or just elevate your feet and rest. Then turn on the bed's soothing heat and built-in massage. Before you know it, you'll drift off into wonderful, relaxing, rejuvenating sleep. To get your free Monaco catalog and 30% off savings certificate by mail, call toll-free.
Call toll-free 1-800-413-8787. That's 1-800-413-8787. That number again, 1-800-413-8787.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
But only for a few more moments. We're only here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Although we do it 6 nights a week, Monday through Friday from 8 until 10 Eastern. The live Saturday show as well, available to you from 7 to 10 Eastern. Join us for every single moment. And if you miss a moment, you can always go to the website and grab the archives. We got live streaming there, the bulletin board system, and much, much more. It's all free, all on the house at freetalklive.com. Let's wrap up this email, Johnson, from Jim. He's critiquing the show, saying that we talk down to people. We call them ignorant and closed-minded. Well, everybody's ignorant, Jim, aren't you? Don't you admit to being ignorant on some things? I admit it. So since I admit it, it's totally fair for me to call people ignorant.
Yeah.
Anyway, he says, using your technique, if I were to describe your show to someone who has never heard it, I would say that it's a couple of morons who think that anyone should be permitted to do anything without limitation and that anyone with an opposing view is retarded.
Do you think he'd admit that he's a moron and if he's allowed to call us that?
in your case, Jim, we do believe that you should be permitted to do anything without limitation as long as you don't hurt somebody else in the process. If you're not hurting somebody, go to town. Doesn't matter to me what you do. Just don't hurt somebody. Isn't that simple? Doesn't that make sense?
Pretty simple.
You know, you'd have to be totally ignorant not to get that. I think it's a totally sensible principle. It's something that we base our beliefs off of, and that's how we generate our opinions on political issues.
Live and let live.
He goes on finally to say, let me say I'm not some religious fanatic, and that I actually agree with certain positions you took on your show, especially with respect to PETA. I also think that they are terrorists, and the evils of big government. He agrees with us on that as well. But listening to two guys with basically the same position on every issue, egging each other on and flaming everyone else with only the flimsiest of support, gets old quick. You guys are at least, if not more, closed-minded than
the
groups.
Well, you know what would be helpful, Jim, is if you wouldn't write emails and you'd call in.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, if it's getting old, call in. Because, you know, people like to hear, you know, people with opposing viewpoints talk.
Sure. Well, we talk about the opposing viewpoints.
We try to do it. We try to play devil, you know, we try to devil's advocate it. But instead of writing an email, Jim,
pick up the phone.
If you're sitting there thinking, you know, these two guys are talking back and forth one another, just agreeing with one another. I know their show is called Free Talk Live, and anyone is allowed to call about anything they want at any time. But I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to write an email and tell them how much they just banter back and forth and talk to one another. Oh, wait, am I degrading him?
What does it mean where he says the flimsiest of support? What, because libertarians don't get a lot of votes that we should shut our mouths and stop talking about what we believe in? Is that what? Because there aren't a lot of libertarians out there? Actually, you'd be surprised, Jim. There are a lot of people that feel this way.
They just don't know that they are because we're being forced into a hole by the Republicans and the Democrats.
They may not have the exact same combinations of viewpoints that I might, for instance.
Right.
They might not be atheist libertarians leaning towards anarchy. But if they agree with us on some issues, like you do, Jim, we're all for it. I mean, we'll take what we agree with you on and move on, because those aren't interesting. It's very easy for atheists
and Christians to separate in a libertarian society.
But I don't want to separate from them, because I have they're useful in other ways.
I mean, for example, in schooling and wherever areas right. We need to separate, and whatever areas we can come together
so
on,
he thinks we're
gladly
closed-minded.
Do it.
He thinks we're closed-minded, more closed-minded than the groups that we flame, supposedly, on our show. And clearly we're closed-minded, because we didn't read your email on the air, Jim. Hey, we're done for tonight. We'll see you tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. It has been Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And it's FreeTalkLive.com.